From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The U.S. and some of its closest allies, known collectively as the G7, have agreed to impose additional sanctions against Russia for its activities in Ukraine. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
In a briefing with reporters, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the sanctions could be expected early next week and would target people he calls cronies, individuals with significant assets in the Russian economy and influence with the Russian leadership. And although he didn't go into specifics, Rhodes said the sanctions would likely extend to the companies and banks under their control. This new round of sanctions comes in response to what the administration describes as a failure by Russia to live up to the commitments it made 10 days ago to reduce destabilizing forces in Ukraine. Russia has complained Ukraine didn't meet its commitments. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
An estimated 200 homes in eastern North Carolina were severely damaged or destroyed when a tornado struck the region last night. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports at least a dozen people were taken to hospitals.
A tornado touched down for about 10 miles, ripping through several neighborhoods. With winds as fast as 135 miles per hour, the tornado tossed boats, lifted houses, and terrified local residents. Carolyn Tyson and her husband Jerry ran downstairs and dove under a table. When the tornado hit their house, she was lifted off the ground.
And if he hadn't been holding on to me, I don't know what had happened. And we were praying. And he told me, he says, I love you. This is probably it for us.
At its widest point, the twister is believed to have been 300 yards wide. There were multiple tornado touchdowns and quarter-sized hail in this rural area. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Chocowinity, North Carolina.
The NBA is investigating a recording, supposedly, of the Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling making racist comments to his mixed-race girlfriend. Danielle Carson reports it's yet to be determined whether the recording is legitimate.
Celebrity news website TMZ posted a soundbite of a conversation allegedly taking place between Sterling and girlfriend V. Stiviano, whose heritage is African-American and Mexican. The person identified as Sterling is admonishing Stiviano, quote, not to bring black people to my games. Most of the Clippers players are African-American. Stiviano is also chastised for posting a picture of herself with former Lakers player Magic Johnson on Instagram. The photo has since been taken down. An NBA spokesman called the remarks disturbing and offensive and says there will be a full investigation. Magic Johnson says he plans to boycott all future Clippers games while Sterling remains at the helm. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
NATO is investigating what led to the crash of a helicopter in southern Afghanistan today that killed a 5 coalition troop. The British Defense Ministry says all 5 were British. This is NPR. At least 6 people are dead after a pair of attacks in Baghdad today, one day after more than 30 people were killed in a coordinated bomb attack on a campaign rally for a militant Shiite group. The killings are fueling fears of a new wave of sectarian violence days ahead of the parliamentary elections. The Vatican is preparing to declare 2 new saints tomorrow, Pope John XXIII, who ushered in major reforms in the Roman Catholic Church, and Pope John II, who radically altered the papacy. NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The Polish-born John Paul was the first non-Italian pope in nearly 500 years. He was a globetrotter, taking the papacy to every corner of the world. Nearly killed by a Turkish gunman in St. Peter's Square, he later pardoned his would-be assassin. He was the first pope to visit a synagogue and a mosque and issued unprecedented apologies for the sins of the church against Judaism and other religions. His outspokenness against political repression helped bring down communism in Eastern Europe. It's speculated that his experience with Poland's communist regime that often discredited priests with false accusations may have led him to turn a blind eye for so long to clerical sex abuse scandals that festered under his papacy and which critics say still tarnish his legacy. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Canada's top military commander is ordering an internal review of programs and policies to combat sexual violence. An investigation uncovered allegations of rampant sexual violence within the armed forces. Canada's Chief of Defense, General Tom Lawson, describes the allegations as disturbing. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.